step two, get into the observer position. Once you recognize that this is what is taking place, that this is why you are feeling destabilized or out of control or exceptionally moody or lost or overwhelmed or highly irritated and reactive or suddenly extremely vulnerable or confused as to why your world just toppled, then you are in a position to do something constructive about it. Let's pause here for a moment and recognize how most people respond to being triggered. We either misassume that something extremely dire and dangerous and unwanted is taking place. They run for cover, metaphorically if not literally, or they do everything in their power to shut it down. They have no awareness, no recognition whatsoever that the most liberating, generative, generous opportunity is open to them right now. And because they have no conceptual awareness of this, we, either feel overwhelmed by fear and other emotions rising like a boiling volcano inside of them, or they run for cover, or they do everything in their power to shut down what is being mobilized and lubricated and made available for release. What a tremendous loss. If we continue to do this, to react in oblivion rather than to constructively respond, in the presence of the greatest possible opportunity for liberation from our conditioned suffering selves, we will perish. We will lose all resilience. We will implode into our unprocessed pasts. Our mighty presence will collapse. I write this not for gloom and doom. If you meet me, if you're like the thousands of people I've met so far in my life, you'll recognize me as a breath of fresh air, a sunshine, a light before the dawn. I am a vivacious lover of life, and because of this, I am wholeheartedly dedicated to finding the keys to the cage for my fellow humans via experiencing, experimenting, and exploring these keys in myself. So let's get you out of the sinking ship and into the life raft. Let's get you safely into the now. The steps I'm about to describe to you, I am still practicing. These six steps have been revealed to me over the course of 20 years. And in my own experience, I too am still mastering them. A few months ago, for instance, it took 5 days and about a dozen similar triggers before I realized that I was being triggered. And when I did recognize this, and I actively engaged these six steps, the old stale past hook that was eternally released from inside of me was so huge. It was such a big fish, as I refer to them. I could see in retrospect why this one took so many triggers for me to realize what was going on. More frequently, I recognize that I've been triggered within a few minutes, sometimes even seconds, and sometimes within a few hours. As soon as you recognize that you've been triggered, you actively cross the first threshold and enter into step two, which is this. In any moment, absolutely any moment in your life experience, you have three options of how to engage with that experience. Do you remember these from a few pages prior? You can either deny, wallow, or observe. The first two are the options that have been most commonly modeled over and over again for millennia in our human civilization. They look like this. Denying is burying your head in the sand, pretending that something isn't taking place, hoping for the better, hooking your imagination on something beyond what you can actively do or change or be to proactively shift the course of what is. Denying is an abdication of your responsibility, your ability to respond constructively to what is taking place. It is an outer expression of inner doubt in yourself, in God, in the universe, in your capability to set things right. It is a giving up, a relinquishing of your power. Wallowing is stoking a fire of drama. It is climbing into an aspect, a skewed perception of what is happening and slathering around it in it like a pig in a pigsty. It is making a lot out of a little, or more accurately, and training your focus where it is not effective. Wallowing is distracting yourself in a more flamboyant way than denying. It is tooting the dramatic victim, woe is me, horns, and calling attention to your suffering. It is selfishly self-indulgent. It, too, is completely non-constructive. These, denying and wallowing, are the only options that many people have been exposed to. We are about to change this. Where you want to place yourself to be able to move into step three and free yourself from being your own jailer and instead become your liberator from your cell is the observer position. This is the position of vantage from which you can orchestrate and observe the successful unfolding of the next four steps. This is your bird's eye view. This is your golden perch. So how do you get to the observer position? The simplest way, unless you are already naturally in it most of the time, or you already recognize it and are adept at positioning yourself in it, is to notice when you are denying or wallowing. Just notice this. Freeze frame it. Give it no more energy. Starve it of life. Don't feed it. And the denying or the wallowing will stop. It will stop because you have successfully shifted yourself to the observer position. The first time you recognize, you become conscious that you are in the observer position, imprint it. Imprint the experience. Take a kinesthetic snapshot of what you are experiencing right now. Notice your physical sensations, emotional flavors, mental images, inner sounds, expressions of your quality of being, your state of energetic flow. Notice what you are experiencing. This is how you rapidly become familiar with a new state. This is how you introduce your ego to it. This is how you instantly transport your ego from its former comfort through temporary unfamiliarity without it even experiencing discomfort into its new comfort. In this case, it becomes familiar with you being in the observer position. And as the observer position becomes keenly familiar to you, steps 3 to 6 will glide with incredible ease. What we're really relearning here is how to get out of the way and let nature take its oh-so-wise course. For nature, our being's innate wisdom, knows precisely how to liberate us, how to return us to experiencing the pure joy of now.